From VOA Learning English, this is In the News in Special English. This week, Americans chose Barack Obama for a second and final four-year term as president. President Obama captured more than 300 electoral votes, defeating former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. To win the presidency, a candidate needs at least 270 electoral votes. Early Wednesday, Mr. Obama noted deep political differences in the country. But, he said, Americans share certain hopes and dreams. He said they rise or fall together as one nation and one people. The president won re-election with the same coalition of voters he had in 2008. Women, ethnic minorities, and young people. Historian Alan Lichtman says Mr. Obama profited from these groups this year.
Women and minorities put Barack Obama over the top, and there should be a big, huge red-letter warning sign for Republicans that they can't win just with their white Protestant base. We're increasingly becoming a non-white nation.
Alan Lichtman and other observers understand the changes in America's growing population. When Ronald Reagan was elected president in 1980, whites made up 85% of the electorate. This year, polling information showed that 72% of all voters were white. 13% of those voting were African American, the same percentage as 4 years ago. The Hispanic vote grew from 9% in 2008 to 10% this year. Asian Americans are a fast-growing population in the United States, yet they made up just 3% of the electorate. Of those asked, 93% of African Americans reported voting for President Obama. 71% of Hispanics said they supported him. Studies also found that over 70% of Asian Americans voted for Mr. Obama. In addition to minorities, both women and young people were more likely to support the president than Mr. Romney. Researcher Scott Rasmussen says there is an age difference in American politics. He says people over the age of 40 were more likely to support Mr. Romney, and people under 40 were more likely to vote for Mr. Obama. The president is facing a number of difficult issues as he prepares for his second term. They include the size of the federal budget deficit. Mr. Obama and Congress will have to bury political differences to solve what is being called the fiscal cliff. In his first official speech since being reelected, the president said he is calling on congressional leaders for talks at the White House next week. They will discuss how to avoid the required spending cuts and tax increases that would affect all American workers on January 1st.
What the American people are looking for is cooperation. They're looking for consensus. They're looking for common sense. Most of all, they want action. I intend to deliver for them in my second term, and I expect to find willing partners in both parties to make that happen. So let's get to work.
In the elections Tuesday, Republicans lost a few seats in the House of Representatives, but not enough to lose their majority. Mr. Obama's Democratic Party still controls the Senate.